I remarked recently on the rapid rise of driverless cars from Waymo and Tesla that may eventually be the cars you and I drive. But there's another way to travel that offers further proof that if the future isn't now, it's just around the corner. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Armed World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. New York to Paris in 4 hours? Well, that used to be possible when Air France and British Airways operated Concorde at supersonic speeds across the Atlantic for 27 years, until 2003. That's when a horrific accident doomed it. Not to mention the ticket prices were sky high and Concorde never made money for either airline. But a former Amazon software engineer named Blake Scholl and his company called Boom aimed to bring supersonic travel back in 4 years. United, American, and Japan Airlines have made preliminary orders for a 75-passenger jet that has already had test flights. While Concorde cost about $10,000 for a round-trip ticket, Scholl promises fares for less than $4,000 in a more spacious seat than Concorde offered. Two companies in the U.S. and at least one in China are in the race as well. Somebody's going to win. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.